Yeah, good morning again. Welcome to Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. And today is Thursday. I hope all of you enjoyed, you know, the session I had with Sherif yesterday. It was a gas. It was a bomb. I enjoyed myself. I was still laughing till late in the night. Having a lot of fun. Going over things that, I harassed Sherif and he harassed me with.
But it was fun, though.
It was real good fun. I mean, we should do.
I don't want to do it again. Please.
No, I'm not saying we should do it. I think maybe I should put a program together like that for late nights. You know, late nights.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I would love to do late nights so that at least you can go a step further. Anyway, let's get down to business today. Back to serious business. Helen Omori is in the house. Now, I had said earlier this morning that I've seen loads of motivational speakers. Most of what they say is just trash, just textbook. They just come discuss textbook theories. Some of them you can see can't even walk in a place like Nigeria, you know. But Helen is a rugged woman. I don't want to use the word self-made, but she's a rugged woman, and you can see from the last interaction she had here, even it was a dear boy me, but in between all that, you could see that ruggedity and practicalness. So I said, yes, this is somebody I'd like to come talk to us today. Look, the politics of Nigeria is not going to go away, but time will. So if you spend all your time dwelling on this and that, it will not be an excuse if you find yourself being unsuccessful. At the end of the day, politics of Nigeria is soldier come, soldier go. It's not going to change because of you. So ponder less on Nigerian problems and try and solve your own. And that's what Helen is here to do today. She's here. We're going to have a discussion on what your thoughts should be and your actions should be. The one excuse I don't want to hear from anybody, which I heard yesterday that got me very angry, is to make excuses like, it is only those whose parents know somebody. It is only those who this. It is only those. That's a lot of BS. Okay? Pick yourself up. Look at the practicality of life and start from somewhere. I be early and say, I'm weary. I'm weary. I talk and well. I be not talking well.
You talk and well.
This one, about through. Even though she's from
Delta.
She's from Delta. She's a Lagos babe. Where were you born?
I was born in Lagos, Imushi.
No wonder. Okay, now, Helen, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
You and I have been talking for the past 1 hour, you know, whilst we're having tea. You had tea, I had orange juice. No alcohol.
It's too early for alcohol.
No, I just had to say it. I knew I would get his reaction.
Sherif should have hosted.
It is so easy to bring Sherif into a discussion. I just knew. He went, wow. All right, let's get started. Helen, look, let's leave the issues of Nigeria behind us for 1 hour. And let's talk to ourselves, and especially our younger people. Indeed, some people who are our own age. Your age is different from mine, but what the hell? And we should let's start having a discussion about the kind of thoughts you should be having. If, for example, let's take them in categories. If we don't finish today, we'll continue on another day. Let's start with a school leaver. Mm-hmm. Somebody who is about 18, 20, just left uni. What should be occupying the thoughts of such a person now?
So the first thing I'll say is, what can you sell? And so in terms of what you can sell, it can be your skill. It can be a product. But the first thing is, you must have something of value that people will be willing to pay for. So if you are just leaving school, do you have any skill that people can pay for? You know, what do you know how to do? Do you know how to use a computer? Do you know how to cook? Do you know how to program? Do you know how to build websites? Do you know how to do social media?
Or if you don't know any of that, where would you work?
Okay, so in terms of where will you work? The first, if you want somewhere to work, you have to get experience. And you know, most parents in Nigeria, I think that's changing now though, most parents in Nigeria do not allow their children work while they are in school. So you need to have experience. That's what I talk about, value. You need to have experience. You need to have skill. I've had people who are 16 work with me. I've had people who are 17, 18, while they were in school, work with me. And they learned how to, they learned basic administrative skills, right? So you must, if you come to me and say you want to work with me, what will you be doing for me? I want somebody that can help me do something. And the good thing about Nigeria now is that there are so many agencies offering free skills acquisition. Churches, yes, mosques, yes, NGOs, Rotary. There are so many organizations. So go and learn something. So that when you are going out to say, oh, you don't go and tell people that look for something for me to do. No. You say, look, I know how to do graphics. Can you give me someone that I can do graphics for? Oh, I'm learning programming. Can you give me somewhere where I can support them? Right? So we must have something that you're bringing to the table. You can tell me, oh, I'm good in marketing. Can I come to you? Oh, I learned welding. Is there a place I can work? Because people are learning welding. People are learning carpentry.
Yeah, I think that all over the world, white-collar jobs are almost out of the window. People are leaving universities and going to do what they call internships.
Yes.
Okay, where you could go work in a place for 2-3 years just to acquire the knowledge.
Yes.
And people are doing it sometimes at the barest minimum, take home whatever, just for you to acquire. Indeed, I think in the law profession, really, I think lawyers are the least paid of all graduates, fresh, because the way my dad told me in his own time, he went to Inns of Court or whatever it was then, you would learn internship, you know, you would learn the skills. I think that we need to be patient and know that it's your life is a marathon and it's not an event. You're not going to get that Ferrari overnight. You're not going to get that Maserati or Rolls Royce overnight. Unless, of course...
Those are illusions.
Those are illusions. Unless, of course, you want to go through the hushing exercise, hush public exercise. which is sad, because also now I even hear that there are schools for 419, for Yahoo. They have, people who... But don't go that route. Let me tell you up front, there is no crime that pays. None. If you don't pay immediately, you pay subsequently. Or you spend your life looking over your shoulder to see if somebody is caught up with you. People are answering questions. There's, last year or so, they wheeled a 90-something-year-old on a bed to go and face trial to what he did during the Second World War.
Yeah.
So if you get yourself involved in crime, it could haunt you for the rest of your life. But that's a story. That's a moral story. Let's talk about practicality. There's this excuse that, if I want to learn a trade, where do I go? Where do I get the money? Where do I get this and where do I get that? My feeling is that you need to be determined. If it means walking to the place every day and walking back home, know that at the end of the tunnel, there's something bright. Is there any substitute to hard work, Helen?
Okay, Uncle Jimmy, there's none really. And that's why sometimes when I hear people say 5 ways to make 7 figures, 10 ways to...
All those nonsense.
10 ways to crack the code, how to grow your business. There's really... Life is a science and an art. You know, people come
to you
and say a lot of things, but there's no shortcut. I think in my own generation, meanwhile, I'm far from you. My generation, I just thought I should add it that I'm very far from you. I'm a young girl.
Yeah, closer to him.
I'm closer to Sheriff. Yeah.
Face him now and leave me out of this thing. You don't know. This one is what they call take me shine. Face.
You know, okay, go on. Uncle Jimmy, when I was growing up, for as early as I can remember, my mom used to tell us, read your book, there's nobody that will help you in this family. In this your family, don't think that anybody will help. I'll be like, what's wrong with this woman? Why are you so negative and so pessimistic, right? But it's something that rings in my ears till now. This morning, I wanted to sleep, right? But I had work. It was as if I was hearing my mom saying, you will suffer if you don't read your book and work hard. You know, so I had to get up and go and start working. So there's really no shortcuts. the thing I tell people is, what would you like to be?
Mm.
Because we must encourage dreaming. There's absolutely nothing wrong with dreaming. There's nothing wrong with aspiring. There's nothing wrong with wanting a better life from yourself, no matter where you were born.
Mm.
However, in between where you are and that dream, there's a lot of work to be done. There are a lot of things you have to do. There are processes. What we are doing now, will it take you to your future self? And I don't like telling people that it's going to be easy. I don't like telling people that there's one way to do something. The thing is, what would you like to be? Do you like broadcasting? Do you like listening to Jimmy Disu? So you think he's very successful, he's prosperous, you want to be like him. Go and find out how it can be done. Look for people you can hang around with. Even if you are from the poorest community, right? There's a church. There's a mosque. There are places where you can see and talk to people and tell them, hey, this is what I would like to do. Can you help me? I think that we are losing that part of our humanity of following a process to success, where we just think that, hey, you see people on social media displaying wrong information, misleading you. I mean, I'll just debate a bit. I got into an argument with somebody and we're talking about something that happened recently. And he said, oh, a certain beer company paid that person 350 million naira to brand his place. I said, that's wrong. I was in that industry for 20 years. No beer, like no beer industry will pay one man for one location 350 million. Why are you people misleading people? Let people know that we don't know what this man is doing. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, I think that usually comes from those who need to provide cover for the legal businesses that they are doing. Recently the EFCC, for example, said that they were going to look into the building industry. Of course, you see all kinds of estates popping up from nowhere, like candy, popping up everywhere. Estates, this, buy two flats, buy one, get one free, buy one, get one free, Ram and Ororo, and this and that. All kinds of things are coming up. And again, it's given some of it, not all, but some of it is given a wrong representation of what the real situation is. And that brings me to realism. It is important for our people to know, correct me if I'm wrong, that one of the first things you need to do is to admit to yourself what you can do, and again, admit to yourself what you can't do. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You have a P-square, you know, he's singing, he's doing this and that. Can I sing like him? Of course, the answer is no. Do I have any whatever, I want to be a Made Kuti. Have I been to music school? The answer is no. I want to be a Richard Mofe Damijo. I want to be an actor. Okay, so what kind of an actor do you want to be? Do you want to be low skit, whatever actor? Because again, people don't want to acquire knowledge. They think that once I can copy, put on the mic, and they don't know what goes into anybody's... do you know that even the house girl that you employ, you can't do that house girl's work?
No.
It takes a skill. If you have a house help who runs your house seamlessly, it's a skill. And you can't do it, because if you could do it, you wouldn't be hiring her in the first instance. So it is important for our people to know that you need, first of all, to admit yourself what you can do and what you can't do, what you have a talent for and what you don't have a talent for. But even if you do have the talent, I don't think nothing is taken away by you acquiring more knowledge to be perfect. That includes acting. Don't think because you're a fine babe, you can strut left and right, avoid the camera and so on, and believe that it ends there. If you look at the actors who are very successful in the industry today, a lot of them went to, either did creative arts or went to schools like the Wale Adenuga schools, whatever. You know, you just need to go that. If you can't go through the formal, then you can go through tutelage. You can attach yourself to somebody, a successful person, and say, okay, and be open to say, sir, I want to come be with you. I want to come for a mentorship program. I don't even mind not paying. And I just want to understudy you for 1 year. But for you to jump into something, I see now TikTok, there are all kinds of skits. some of the skits that you see shows, some of them are completely ridiculous. Where, especially, sorry, you're a female woman, but female believe that once you can show all the vitals, you are good to go. Or even now, I hear people saying that they are bloggers. You know, and I see all kinds of jaguajantis and nonsense, and people screaming at the microphone, doing all kinds of things. The greatest asset you can have in life, correct me if I'm wrong, Helen, is knowledge.
Okay, you know, Uncle Jimmy,
it's a great asset.
Knowledge has been trivialized in Nigeria.
Well,
you hear people saying, so I'm going somewhere. You hear people saying, the people who go to school, we help, right? So we need to bring back hope. And that hope will only come when more people like you, me, Sheriff, you know, my dear Sheriff. When more people like us,
why raise up your head now? Why are you putting down your head?
I'm sorry for you.
What's the jealousy for now? Sheriff, I don't understand.
You know the distance has been narrowed.
I don't understand now.
You know the distance has been narrowed.
Just envious. That's just the way it is.
Okay.
You can. There's nothing.
You know the distance has been narrowed. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
Let me finish. You know, we need more people like us to share our experiences, share part of ourselves, and share part of our stories, because there are a lot of people out there who are making it seem like a walk in the park.
Yes.
Like this entrepreneurship thing, you know. You just start, you apply five principles of one thing, and you make it. No, it's a lot more than that. So we need to go back to our system of education, both formal and informal. So when we talk education, people think it's just about
book knowledge. Yeah.
It's about going to acquire a degree or certificates. No, it's about society. It's about radio. We used to wake up to listen to Phil Uche, John Susan, Benson Idonije, you know, even JJ. We learned a lot on radio. Right? So we need to go back. Now, there are more platforms. I say there is no better time than now to learn anything.
I'm telling you, the opportunities that are abound. I wish I grew up in this era.
Honestly.
But maybe I wouldn't have been as aggressive in terms of acquiring knowledge. Maybe I'd have taken some things for granted. You know, because in our time, it was rigorous. You had to go to the library. You had to buy magazines. You had to buy books. In some cases, those who didn't have the funds would have to photocopy a whole book.
You read it in Yaba, that along that railway, where all those magazines, all those books, all those things, you read them.
Ordinarily, to write letters, sometimes you have to go and buy a book in Yaba.
We had pen pals, you know.
You had pen pals.
We used to write to them abroad.
You remember in the Garden of Love, where birds are singing.
Uncle Jimmy, I didn't write. It was your generation that wrote that. We didn't do such things.
Yeah, Sheriff, you didn't do such things.
Nah. Right, we had gone beyond that level.
Emma Babo.
We used to sing.
continue.
That was era of Onitsha Market Literature, you know.
But you know, look, apprenticeship. Some people would like work in the chemist. I remember way back then, some people work in the chemist. You know, in those days, work in the chemist for 4 or 5 years and be able to open up a basic drugstore. You know, but. These days, you need that extra inch to push you ahead, and it comes from knowledge. There's no, that is what I want to disabuse people's minds from. I see a lot of these skits that can be better produced. We need to take a break. Okay, Helen, we have to take a break. This machine can jump out on us at any time. It's the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. I'm speaking to Helen Amore. We're having some motivational discussion.
You're listening to Jimmy Disu,
Jimmy Disu,
right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info.
Yeah, you're welcome back to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. And I have Helen Amore here, and you know, we're just having a chat about how we can motivate our people, our younger ones, to prosperity and get out of poverty. Now, poverty, which is where we really should have started. Poverty is the biggest excuse for failure now, and I think it really shouldn't be so. I think that poverty can be conquered. Now, don't talk about silver spoon, because poverty itself is not the lack of cash. Poverty really is a mindset that puts you in some kind of denial. It's not the lack of cash is not poverty. The people who are rich, they don't have cash. But they're rich. They're rich in knowledge. They're moving forward, whatever it takes. There's this excuse that you always have about it's poverty. Yeah, the government doesn't provide this and provide that. And I wonder what you think. How do we get out of poverty? Let me ask you.
how do we get out of poverty? Really, we have to invest again in education.
I'm not talking of government now. I'm talking of the government.
Even us as a people, right? If you don't have something, you have to look for it, right? There are people, I grew up in Mushi, right? And I'm sure people will look at me and be like, ah. I had to tell my son that, you know, I didn't have a room of my own until I was 23. He's like, Mommy, how can you say such a thing? If I give him
today, he has a room and parlour.
Do you understand? I said, no, Mommy, what do you... I say, yes, that my mom was in Lagos. We lived with my mom, and she was working day and night. And I could see that the more she worked, the more she was able to provide for herself. The more she was able to elevate herself. That was how she got money to buy a flat. She took a loan. She was working for Lagos State Government. They gave her mortgage at LBIC. She bought Jakonde flat. And when you look at all the people in that, in those, most of those estates, they were poor civil servants, regular people who could buy houses. They sold those flats 6,000 naira. The form was 50 naira. She had to save to buy the form, save to pay the first deposit. And as she was telling us all these things. So I know that it's a process. I know that it's not magic. I saw my dad was a beer distributor. He worked with his brother. His brother started a business. He went to Warri. My dad used to work in Supreme Court as a clerk. And then he went to Warri to start the Warri branch. Right? And when we used to go, he started from Warri Sapley Road. I even forget whether it's 167 or something. We used to sleep in the store with him because he didn't have a house there. So the life is a journey. It's a process. Children need to see. They need to understand that you don't become prosperous from begging. You don't become prosperous from being dependent on other people. You need to work. And believe you me, hard work always pays. It may look like a long journey, but hard work pays. Sometimes I look at myself and say, how did I get here from there? Right? And sometimes I have to actually chronicle the things I've done. I'm like, wow, I don't try for Lagos, so, and Lagos don't try for me.
Yeah, but okay. What about crime?
See, crime is a choice. I'm sorry to say. I say this most with every sense of responsibility. Crime is a choice. When we were in school, people were doing runs now. Yes. I was wearing cut and sew. Sometimes I had to learn sewing when I was in university so that I could sew the clothes that I would take to school. Because my mom couldn't afford to buy all those posh clothes. Plus for me.
And neither could you have. Neither would you want to buy them and take home. She would ask you questions.
Where are you going to say you foresee? That's the first. How can I say, where will I say I got this wrong? Because she will see, if you hide it, she will see it when you wash it. One day, you go wear her. You know, so you couldn't, what we were taught was you need to work. There are opportunities, right? Even when people were saying, no, there are no jobs. And I was fortunate to be part of a network, a family and a social network where we're constantly reminded to work hard. Nobody was putting pressure on us to buy an iPhone or to be like our mates. We saw there were Uncle Jimmy, you know now, not be today runs that. There were people doing all sorts of things.
Why do you think I'm an expert on runs?
You don't talk about them before. All these kind of things. So don't think I just said it.
I just wanted to confirm. Since you already said that we are not in the same generation.
No,
and you did runs during your
time. I did not. I'm just telling
you. Oh, okay, that's not what you said.
How could you? I was telling you that we were doing those things. But you didn't have to do them because there was no incentive. It was not accepted. You needed to account for everything you had.
You know, the truth is, I like all these phrases, runs and so on and so forth. Really and truly, you're talking prostitution. It's the oldest profession in the land. So it's always been with us.
It was not an option. People were just working hard, learning things.
But what you do find, you do find some people who they are lost at sea. They don't even know where to start from, and some of them even start from the standpoint of being angry. You know, they're just angry. They're just angry at everyone. And say to themselves, what do you want me to do? I don't have money, I don't have this, and I don't have that. Just like you said, I believe you really and truly could start, if you're very well determined, you could start from somewhere. you know.
There's always an order. I'll give you an example, right? Yes. I had a guy who came to work with us as a cleaner. From working with us as a cleaner, we asked him, why are you doing this job? Said, oh, he's trying to write his WAEC. His master did not settle him. He wrote WAEC, went to Yaba Tech. We promoted him from cleaner to office assistant. From office assistant, by the time we started the food business, he came to work with us in the factory. So he was doing logistics. He was working, overseeing the people producing oil for us from being a cleaner. So that's somebody who could have said, I have nobody to help me. But he rose to the occasion.
Let me give you an example. Aladdin just started, I think, more or less as like an office boy in Daily Times, and he became the chairman.
Exactly.
In his lifetime.
Exactly.
You know, the one thing you don't want to do is sit down and blame other people. Blame your parents, or some even blame God.
I think
Are there any miracles? You know, so in our church people, they talk. Are there any miracles in this world?
You know, the Bible itself says faith without works is nothing.
Faith without
works.
Works.
Is nothing. And the God says he will bless the works of your hand. So you have to give God the work that he will bless. That is my own perspective. The miracle is that God leads you to the right people. God takes you to... As I have met you now, maybe God will open bigger doors.
After Sharif has left the studio.
No, now.
You can't blow that one now. Why did you say it when he was here? You see, woman. Let me take a call. Our lines are open. 0700-993-993-993. Sharif just left the studio. And the line that females can call exclusively for them is 01465-7190. I have a first caller here. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, ma. Who's calling?
This is Helen Asian from Ibeshe in Ikorodu.
Ah, Ibeshe, that breezy place. Even like I said, I said cupboard you did today. No breeze at all. Hey, you didn't say you did on that bed.
No
breeze at all. Morning, how are you?
How are you today?
Fine.
Good morning to Helen, my sake. Good morning. Yes, are you
a
robo?
Yes, I am. Mabo. Everybody, you tell me go. I don't know if I'm older than her.
Now I'm beating you. Women are older than us. I won't
answer you.
I've been listening to you. I don't know if I should put this as a question. You know, Mr. Jade, you remember the guy you brought in the other day from Mercedes that worked at
Mercedes? Yes, yes. The 32-year-old. Yes.
You could see diligence, dedication. But the youths of, well, not all of them, there are wonderful ones who believe that any more way, no more way. And these are the things that is, you know, that's what's building up their mindset. Any more way, no more way.
Any more way.
Any more way.
Translated to mean, na person with no way, na in.
Yes, so education to hell. And when you said, your guest said, life is a science and an is it you that said it or your guest?
It's
that
my
life
guess.
Is a science and an act.
Yes.
An action, deliberate action. I pray that our youth, that God will, you know, really help them, because their times are really challenging.
Yes.
Their times are really challenging. Well done, Mr. JD.
Thank you very
then
much.
Then to my offer of yesterday, I've sought out a way how I can get down to the island. Is it still open for next week?
Please come, madam. But you need to send me, you need to, for promo, we'd need your photograph and your full name.
Okay.
But be here for about 8:30 thereabout.
That's next week Wednesday.
Next week Wednesday.
Okay, well, how do I get this across to you?
I don't want to. I can't give you my number on air now. So what do I do? Okay. Can we take your own number, please, if you don't mind?
Okay. 080234.
080234. Yes.
37880.
Please repeat it one more time. 080234 37880. Okay, we'll call immediately after the program and sort that out.
Thanks.
If I don't call you, Zainab will.
Okay. Tell you in the morning. Well done.
Thank you, madam.
All right. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Ibeshege. She was calling from the beach the other day. But this one, be like an underbed in there. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
My name is Ade Dodger. I'm calling from Magodo.
Morning, sir.
I want to give you two examples.
Yes.
Of, you know, mindset.
Yes.
A while ago, I went to the market to buy meat. There was this young boy helping his dad, and I wanted to pay into the man's account. So I told the son, write the account number for madam. This boy took more than 15 minutes writing and the account number and his dad's name. And I said, didn't you go to school? The baba said, he did waeko. I said, you did waek. Let me see what you're writing. He gave it to me. I couldn't read anything. I said, are you sure this boy went to school? The man said, he went. I said, young man, what did you do through 6 years in primary school, 6 years in secondary school? You know how he said?
Yes.
He said, well, why should I bother myself when it is this meat that I'm going to sell? And I said, well, you got it wrong. While we were in the market, some Europeans came in to buy things. If you have put your mind to your study and you did very well, you could come back to sell this meat and make a difference.
Yes.
These people will come to you because they know you will understand their language. You will know what they want and help them in the market. So that is a mindset. And there was another young man who went to school all right, went for youth service in a bank. It was very diligent. The manager wanted to retain him, but unfortunately he didn't get it. And the manager said, well, my dear, what is it that you want to do? The boy said, well, my mom sold groundnuts to send me to school. That is what I want to do. And the man said, go and write a proposal. He wrote the proposal. They gave him a loan. He's now a very big groundnut farmer and a producer of groundnuts. You will not see his groundnuts in the market because he exports everything that he makes.
Thank you.
See, very good examples of mindset.
Mindset. Yeah, I mean,
that's just.
Thank you. I mean, if your parents, look at, there's used to be some place called Equal Rights. And we used to hang out there. Buka. Today, the children, I think it's the children of the owner, spread it to about 4, 5, 6 branches. There's so many of them, even restaurants now, Buka's. So don't get stuck, like she said, with mindset. Don't get stuck. Even if your father is a cobbler, if he's a shoemaker or whatever it is, you can, in fact, that's a good place. You can build up a business from that and become, look at all the Buka's now in Lekki.
You know, there's a woman called Saudi in Bagada. Started from just normal, regular Yalamala.
Yes.
Now, she's big.
What about Yakoyo? Is this what they call
Yakoyo? Yakoyo is all over Lagos now.
All over Lagos.
So, for me, I think that people need to see that there is actually reward for staying in a normal process. The thing is, we have glamorized abnormality. So now everybody wants to spray money. Everybody wants to wear photographs and display Gucci shoes and all. Those things are expensive, you know. So my question is, if you are earning regular income, will you be spending so much money like that?
Do you know my theory about designer stuff is that I believe the designer should be paying me to wear his clothes, not the other way around, because I'm modeling for him.
So people just need to change. We need to change our, for me, I think we need to change our priorities.
Sometimes we don't know that the same item you buy that doesn't have a label was made in the same factory where you had it. Because designer really and truly, most of them don't produce. They go to the producers and say, please put my label on
or
it.
Or logo.
And then it goes 3-4 times. I bought t-shirts with no logos that are better than some of the big brands that I've known. Where you go put for water before you know. They don't fake us so much. So we don't know which.
No, these are.
But talking about mindsets, I'm sorry to go personal. Mm. I've seen women, for example, human hair, 75, 50, 150, 200. Another person here put for head.
Okay, Uncle Jimmy, don't get personal, really. But you see, if you want to wear human hair and you can legitimately afford it from the work you do or your business, it's okay. But you see, there's a time for everything. You are in school. Your father is not a millionaire. Your mother is not a billionaire. You are a regular person like me, still hopping buses and all of that. And you want to wear human hair and 5,000. There's something wrong with your value system. So there's a lot of work we need to do with education, letting people know that, look, there's time for everything. There's really time for everything. The society needs to be rebooted. We need to press restart. We need to do more work. So people need to talk more about the realities of life, because in real life, there are no filters. The percentage of people who will give the impression that they are prospering is actually lower than those that are actually prospering. There are a lot of regular people doing regular work, killing meat. The other day, I went to buy meat on Tokumbo Street. And the guy that was selling the meat was just talking to me. And he said, "Madam, do you know we're on Facebook?" I said, "Wow, that's real. That's good." He said, "Yes." After a while, I discovered that the man is not, he was speaking Yoruba. So I said, "Ah." He said, "Oh, yeah, I'm my boy. When you really?" Ah, they said, "Ah, madam, you know, this is what." I said, "Well, me too. I sell food. Oh, I can partner with you, blah, blah, blah." And I was impressed that these are grown men killing cow in the center of Lagos. They didn't say, "Oh, we are too posh to kill cows."
Mm.
They kill at least one cow every day. And you can go there to buy. And they're on Facebook. They say, "Madam, you don't have to come here now. We'll deliver to you." Talk about the guy who says because his father is a butcher, he doesn't need to go to school. So we need more. For me, my own campaign is we need to amplify the good deeds. Because there are actually a lot more people who needs to know that, look, you can follow the regular path and still be prosperous.
Yeah, but again, one thing that also bothers me is the large number of quote-unquote motivational speakers that you have. And I've listened to some of them. They're speaking complete trash. In all honesty, because, look, you don't want to come and start throwing some kind of textbook that was written in the Western world at me. You got to be practical.
Mm.
Okay? Some book written in Spain or in the United Kingdom. A lot of what you say might not even apply here. And many of them are not, you know, they're not well grounded. You know, Nigerians jump at every profession. So once you can speak and read, you know, Google something and come out and divulge it in good terrain, you believe you've become a motivational speaker. But how do people discern in between these things? That is where I'm going. How I think that you need to keep your head on the level. Before anybody comes to throw anything at you, you also need to keep your eyes, fly your plane at an altitude of autopilot. You don't go too high, you don't go too low. Okay, you don't think so?
You see, Uncle Jimmy, there's a genuine need for knowledge. And so people will take knowledge wherever they may find it. And that's why it's very important for people who are doing real business, who, as they do the business, they succeed in some, they fail in some. You can share the experience. There's some sort of social stigma about failing at a business. Like you asked me that, do I have granite oil? And I told you I had stopped. You were like, And I noticed that when I tell my friends that, I'm not doing granite oil, it's like, why? I say, look, the dynamics are not working for me.
Yeah.
So I have to take a break and do something else until we can resume. I'm not making money. I'm losing a lot of money.
Do you think we'll ever have that aurora we had way back?
Yes, you will. I mean, as long as things stabilize in that part of the country where there's a lot of disruption right now in terms of the supply chain. It's too expensive. And, you know, in the market, there are a lot of cooking oils to compete with.
So I cannot
overprice my products to a stage where I'm getting a lot of expired products. When it's a fast-moving consumer good, what you want to be doing is turning out huge volumes. So right now, we've had to stop so that we can find a way of being able to sell that product profitably. I'm in business to make profit. I'm not a charity. Neither am I a social media business. I don't just want to be posting adverts and at the end of the day, I don't make money. You know, so we have to stop that. And we are looking at other opportunities where we can make the right kind of impact and also be profitable. But if I'm not profitable, what am I in business for?
Wow, there's some reactions here. What is this one now? The guys forget it. Oh, they're still talking about the Mercedes-Benz guy. Yeah, they're still talking about him.
The guy went through a lot, so people need to know.
He's 33, and you know, he said he never came from a silver spoon background. Okay, we'll take one or two more calls, then I've got to be out of here. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning, sir. Who's calling?
And the lady, Maury. I've been listening to all that has been going on in the studio, and I'm impressed. But one thing that crossed my mind, by the way, my name is Somi Uranta.
Ah!
So,
Uranta.
Yes, sir.
Are you related to Tony Uranta?
Yeah, it's my uncle.
Ah, okay. Okay, good.
Okay, sir. Thank you. So, what comes to mind is when you were talking about motivational speakers. I am a motivational speaker. But I always tell people, you know, I'm also an author. I will also always tell people that, look, there is a place for experience in motivational speaking. You know, Reverend Sam Ademi once said that if someone is crying because his mother was eaten up by a lion in the forest, and you say, oh, I know how you feel, the person will stop and ask you, was your mother ever eaten up by a lion too? You know, there's always a place of experience. I'm a motivational speaker. I'm also a student. But my business I do, where I make my living, I wash cars for a living. I wash clothes for people. I sell drinks. And I create a job for a lot of Nigerians, over 80 Nigerians under my employment. So, the way we lump everybody that comes up on air to talk about being a motivational speaker, I mean, it does not really augur well for people who are genuinely, you know, talking with experience what they have earned, I mean, what they have done to get to where they are.
Okay.
So I just need to point that out.
Thank you, Mr. Aranda. And my regards to Tony. Okay, let me take one or two more calls and we'll be out of here. Hello, good morning.
Morning, sir.
Morning, who's calling?
Yeah, it's Adegoke from Lekki.
Morning, Mr. Adegoke.
Yeah, and welcome. Thank you to your guests. It's been a lot since she's released out there. And people fail to ask themselves some real-life questions. And first of all, when Moses wanted to help free, God sent Moses to help free the children of Israel. He said, he asked him, he said, what's that you have in your hands? What do you have in your hands? A rod. Then what's the rod for? Use it. And he was like, okay, you use that rod. So first question you need to ask yourself, what do you have in your hands? What skill do you have? What skill do you have? What are you willing to pay for knowledge? Are you willing to pay the price of sacrifice? Do you have a skill? Do you have what people can pay for? What do you have to offer? What would you like to be? Are you being productive? Are you willing to humble yourself and learn? So these are questions that we need to ask ourselves. We all have something in our hands, something precious, a talent, a gift, and we also can acquire a skill. So what are you doing about it? Yeah, so many people are just folding, and you see many ladies on social media, just all they do is post pictures and videos, and then they will still come and ask one guy for data to pay for that. You know, and they still waste it on airtime. I challenge one teenager like that, I say, what are you doing? You are posting videos and you still come and beg for airtime again to post videos. What are you doing with your data? Are you going online, YouTube, to learn one or two things? My mom is 75. She learned how to knit baby's clothes through YouTube.
At 75?
Yes.
Can we please get in touch with her?
Yes, of course.
We'd like to bring her down here. If you could call me, if you go to my blog, gbdc.com, my number is there. Call me, and let's see how we can bring her. You can bring her to the studio, can't you?
Of course.
Oh, I'd be most glad. I'd be most glad if you could.
She needs baby clothes, I'm telling you.
Nice. She needs baby clothes.
Yeah. I'm telling you. She learned it when she traveled to U.S. meet my brother there to do a movie, you know?
Omugo.
Yes. And so we got her a tab that she used, you know, go online and all that.
Beautiful. That. I'd love to have her in the studio, okay? Please arrange that.
No problem.
Oh, okay, thank you very much. That reminds me of Corey. You know, I had this young girl, Corey. She learned how to play the guitar on YouTube. Yeah, today she's
I have a friend who learned how to sew on YouTube. And today she makes dresses, animal stuffed toys.
Your mentee. Learned how to play the sax. I think she's still learning it on YouTube. Your mentee, Bola Tito. Yes. By the way, I hope you people are still seeing each other. Okay. So we got to go. Tomorrow we'll be back here. Thank you very much, Helen. God bless you. You need to come again. Tomorrow we are going to have somebody from the ministry, from the domestic violence ministry. We'll have them tomorrow. So we'll be here at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Bye.
Don't Moredo, better itself. Now 10 gigabyte data.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.